Recap, we're in the very, very bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph, the bottom line. We have machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding can you use Nesarim for Schach? We don't know what a Nesar means, right? In the Mishnah at least. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use a Nesar for Schach, Rabbi Meir says you cannot use a Nesar for Schach. Rav and Shmuel argue about what Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are arguing about. According to Rav, they're arguing about anything over four Tvachim. But under four Tvachim, everyone agrees it's kosher. Over four Tvachim, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a problem because of Gzeiras Tikra. It looks like your house. Four Tvachim beams are like your house. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have no such concern, even though it looks like your house. Again, Tvidai Machlok is how far that goes, not for now. I didn't find anything about it. Shmuel says, no, it's not true. Everyone agrees over four is a problem. Everyone agrees under three Tvachim is not a problem. It's kind of Alma. They argue between three and four. Would between three and four be a problem? Rabbi Meir says, yes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a problem until you hit four Tvachim. We're trying to figure out who's correct. And now we go with a Tashma to try to support either Rav or Shmuel's opinion in their understanding of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Tashma. Shnei Sadinin Mitzarfin. Shnei Nisarin. Top of Yidal Mabez. Ein Mitzarfin. Two sheets, which are Makabal Tumor, which are not able to be kosher Schach, can be Mitzarif. As far as passeling a Sukkah, it becomes too big of a space because you combine them. That part I don't care too much about. This part I care about more about. Shnei Nisarim Ein Mitzarfin. Two beams put together, according to Tanakam, which we're going to call now the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, are not Mitzarif. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, Afsh Nisarim Kis Sadinim. Nisarim, like Sadinim, are Mitzarif. So the Tanakhama, we'll call again Rabbi Huda's opinion, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, Machlokas, do beams join together to create a problem of a psul in a sukkah? So what's going on right now? How do we explain how would this shed any light at all to our Rav and Shmuel discussion? Sadinim, I don't care about at all. Sadinim, everyone agrees, and everyone knows they're puzzles, so I don't really care about. But regarding this Nisarim, do they combine together to create a problem? Rabbi Yehuda says they do not. Right, Meir says they do. Now, what does it mean to combine? Says Gemara, Bishlam l'Shmuel. Shmuel makes sense. Again, who's Shmuel? What does Shmuel say beforehand? Shmuel said between three and four is the discussion. Over four, everything is a problem. Bishlam l'Shmuel de Amar b'she'ein b'hen arba machlokes. Well, yesh b'hen arba de v'rekol psula. So my mitzarfin, what does it mean to me? Mitzarfin means mitzarfin l'arba. I mean, we talk about mitzarfin, not mitzarfin. Right, Meir is going to say, mitzarfin, even though it's puzzle, three tvachim of Nesar is a bad piece of schach. But it's mitzarf to create four tvachim. Why? What does that do for me? Four tvachim in the middle would no, because less than four is already considered a problematic piece of a beam, according to Rabbi Meir, right? Less than four is problematic. Why do I need to, what do I need to make it mitzarf? And what do you mitzarf to equal? Because four tvachim ruins the sukkah. Again, three tvachim beam is not a kosher beam to use in your sukkah, but it won't ruin a sukkah. A four tvach beam will ruin your sukkah, we said. Right? Because we know when it comes to schach pasul, you can have less than four tvachim of schach pasul, and you can't, it's not good kosher schach.
You can't sleep under that piece of schach.
Correct, but it doesn't ruin your sukkah. Three tvachim of airspace would, three tvachim of bad stuff will not. So three tvachim of bad stuff, Rabbi Meir would say, it's not kosher for your sukkah, but your sukkah is still kosher. It's not allowed in your sukkah, but your sukkah is still a kosher sukkah. But if I'm mitzarif, bad piece plus bad piece, it makes sense to be mitzarif, because there's something worse than the three tvachim, four tvachim. So I take three plus three equaling six, that possible my sukkah. So I understand what that it makes sense to discuss mitzarif in the opinion of Shmuel. You hear that? Again, Shmuel can have a bad tzchach. That can get worse if you're mitzarif. Because the bad tzchach is less than four tzvachim still. So the bad tzchach will not ruin a sukkah, it's not allowed to be used in the sukkah, but it's not going to ruin the sukkah. But if I combine bad plus bad, I get knockouts. I ruin my sukkah altogether. So it makes sense to discuss mitzarfin within the opinion of Shmuel. Yeah, so you got that? Okay. Says the Gemara, however, El Larav, the Amar B'Shiyesh Ben Arba Machlokes. But according to Rav, that the four tvachim itself is a machlokas, over, you know, four plus is a machlokas. But if he has not four, then everyone agrees it's kosher. So hey chidami. How so? What's the scenario? If there already are four tvachim there, Lamutzrufe, what are you combining? I mean, nothing can get worse.
You're over the
according to Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no problem no matter what you're doing. At least according to my theory. But even so, it wouldn't be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the truth is right also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, four tefachim, if you have four tefachim piece, that's really kanan ba'alma. So even 4 + 4 is still four. It's still fine. But either less bu'arba, if you don't have four tefachim, amai. Why would you even think to be mitzarif? How about kanan ba'alma to do? It's kanan ba'alma. So the word mitzarif makes no sense according to Rav. Why not? Because I have two danger points. According to Shmuel, three tefachim, and then four tefachim. So to go from three and mitzarif to more than four, that's a problem according to Shmuel. I understand the lashon of mitzarifin. But according to Rav, it's either over four is fine, or over four is a problem. But if it's a problem, it's a problem already. There's nothing to be mitzarif to make it a bigger problem already. It's as bad as it gets. So we don't understand, why would you talk about mitzarifin in a case of over four, according to Rav? Kasha and Rav?
Under Usit, Rav Meir.
Under four is fine.
Under four is fine.
And over four is bad.
So we have three in mitzarif.
Three don't eat. Three is kosher. Three is kanan ba'alma.
We have three in mitzarif, another piece.
But it's kanan ba'alma plus kanan ba'alma. It's kosher plus kosher equals kosher. There's no issue of combine. You can't combine non-kosher schach to make it non-kosher. It's kosher plus kosher equals kosher. It's only a problem if we're going to combine bad things to make a worse thing. How do you do that? Only according to Shmuel can you take bad things and make a worse thing. Because according to Rav, the bad thing already is the worst thing. What are you combining? Kasha. So Rav now is on... Yeah. What's the bad thing according to Shmuel? According to Rav, according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel. According to Shmuel within Rabbi Meir, the bad thing is three tzvachim of schach. A board of three tzvachim is a bad thing. According to Shmuel's opinion, understanding of Rabbi Meir. What's the worst thing? More than four. So two threes combined is bad plus bad equals now six tzvachim of bad schach. That's a knockout of a sukkah. So I understand why it would discussion of having a tziruf, of joining together, would be relevant according to Shmuel within the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But according to the opinion of Rav, within Rabbi Meir's opinion, what are you mitzarif? Once one is apostle, when it's over four, you can't get worse than that. Over four, over eight, it's the same thing. So once you're there, it's apostle. What's mitzarif? It has to do with anything at all right now. Kasha on Rav is Gemara. Says Gemara, the olam de isbu arba. No, really, Rav would say to you, I'm okay still. How am I going to explain the Gemara? There's already four tzvachim. It is four tzvachim. Umay mitzarif. What does mitzarif? What does that mean? Mitzarif from arba amos min atzad. Oh, here's the case. The case is, let's say it wasn't situated in the middle of my sukkah, it was on the side of my sukkah. It's true, four tzvachim, it can't get worse, right? Well, four tzvachim is really kosher in a sukkah if it's next to the wall. You can't sleep underneath it, but it's still kosher, right? Why? Because as long as less than four amos, it's called dofen akuma. Therefore, it's true I have a four tefach piece that's bad, but even Rav would say it's shaykh to discuss mitzarfin. What's the shaykhs to it? Instead of the middle sukkah, it's in the side of the sukkah that we're going to discuss mitzarif pieces together to equal more than four amos, which would ruin the sukkah between dofen akuma. And therefore, even Rav, who holds a bad piece, could get worse. If it's in the wrong spot, if it's a good spot, in a healthy spot, like near the wall, then we could be mitzarif to create a problem with Dovna Kuma, and therefore even Rav could explain to you Lashon and Mitzarfin with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So now Rav has just defended himself and deflected the question.
According to Rav, within the Judah, if it's good in the middle, for sure it's good on the side.
Sure. No Mitzarfin. We don't hold by Mitzarfin according to Judah. There's no problem. A Mitzarfin.
The question was only in my hair.
Yeah, but you're making a good point. I mean, see, so ask the question, Gemara itself, and get through it in a minute. I mean, it wasn't even starfin. What do you mean starf? According to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Huda. We'll get to it in a minute. But Rav of Rabbi Huda, he says, Amen starfin. Amen starfin what? Like, it's good schach. Good schach equals good schach. What are you talking about even? So we'll get to that later on. Gemara will say that point. But as of now, we have the following idea. We're saying right now the following suggestion, which is, again, we had a kasha on Rav, and we thought that it says Lashon and Mitzarfin. In the Gemara about Rabbi Meir, and Meir says you're mitzarif, bad Nesser plus bad Nesser. According to Shmuel, bad Nesser is three tzvachim. And to get to four would be really, really bad. So it makes sense to say mitzarifin. But according to Rav, bad Nesser is as bad as it gets. Four Tzvachim is as bad as it gets. 4 to 8, same story. What does it mean to be Mitzarev? So we say, no, Dovin Akuma, Mitzarev Minasad. We've explained the question now. That's one way of explaining the question. Sort of a kasha on Rav, and Rav answers it. Now we have a different way of reading the same exact Brisa. Lishna Achrina. Another way of reading this Brisa, which we had, and I'll read this part to you one more time. The Brisa would be saying, Shnei Nesarim, Eim Nesarim, Rebbe Meir Omer, I'm reading this part right now. It's not in the Gemara, but I'm building up to the Gemara one more time. Shnei Nesarim, we said, are not Mitzarif, according to Rehuda. Rebbe Meir says, they are Mitzarif. Lishna Achrina. Bishlama, Lishmuel. Shmuel makes sense why. The Amar Bishain Bahen Arba Machlokes. Aval Bayish Ben Arba Divra Kol Psula. My Mitzarif, Mitzarif, and Amos Minatzad. I mean, now instead of looking at Rebbe Meir's opinion, let's look at Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. I'm sorry, one second. Shmuel says, it's not for Amos, it's a machlokas. But for Amos, everyone says it's puzzle. What does Mitzarfin mean? Mitzarfin to for Amos min Hatzad. El Rav, but according to Rav, Bishlam, the Rebbe Meir, I understand, again, Shmuel makes sense for Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's four tzvachim, it's a problem. So what does mitzarfim mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, it's referring to a problem of creating more than dofen akuma. But according to Rav, so I understand Rabbi Meir within Rav. This is Rabbi Meir, my mitzarfim, la'arba, amos, minatzad. I understand according to Rav again, who says that four tzvachim is a problematic amount. So I understand when you talk about Rabbi Meir's opinion, that you can get to a more problematic amount if you put it on the side. But Rabbi Yehuda, Damra, Filu Geish Ben Arba, Ksheira, my Amit Starfin, Kanan Ba'alman and who? It's just Kanan Ba'alman, what's the Kasha? What's the issue? So Gemara says, here, you're right, there is no issue. I did to come, Rabbi Meir, Amit Starfin, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amit Starfin. It's really, Rabbi Yehuda would never really have an issue. We thought, Rabbi Yehuda, Amit Starfin, what does it mean, Amit Starfin? What's that Amit Starif? Everything's kosher. So we said, you're absolutely correct. You read very deeply into my suggestion, but in reality, I was just trying to be, you know, what's it called when you have a symmetrical. Thank you. I'm trying to be symmetrical. I just wanted to work out evenly. He said Mitzarfin. I'm going to say Amen Starfin. But in reality, you're right. There's nothing to talk about even. Again, Lashon of Amen Starfin, according to Lashon was a kasha with Rav within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Last time we asked Kasha Rav, we asked Kasha Rav with Rabbi Meir's opinion. Again, last time we asked Kasha Rav within Rabbi Meir. What do you mean, Mitzarif? What's it mean, Mitzarif? So you already have the full problem you could have. We said, no, Mitzarif, Minatzad. That's why you have Mitzarif. Now we're asking Rav from a different angle. Not on Rabbi Meir, but on Rabbi Yehuda. According to you, Rav, what does Mitzarif mean according to you? Rabbi Yehuda holds that four tzvachim is Kanan Ba'alma. So what's the siruf there? So the answer is, you're right, there is no Mitzarifim. Why do you say Mitzarifim? Then it's a strange thing to say if you don't mean it. Because Rabbi Meir is going to talk about Amen Mitzarif, Yesh Mitzarifim, so I'm going to say Amen Mitzarifim. But you're 100% right, I don't need to talk about Siruf, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, within Rav, there is no discussion about Siruf at all. Let me say one more time. The first Lashon we used was Akash on Rav, taking the angle of his opinion of Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir holds four Tzvachim, only four Tzvachim and above the problem, so what's the Rabbi Mitzarif? It's already as bad as you can get. No, Minatzad. Listener number two is Akash on Rav again, but not from Rabbi Meir's angle, from Rabbi Yehuda's angle. According to you, four tzvachim is fine. What does Amen Starfin mean, according to you? There's nothing to be even starfin. It's all good. It's Kanan Ba'alma. So we say back to him, you're right. Don't look so lit. The language was loosely being used. It was very loose. I didn't mean Amen Starfin. I really meant, he's going to say later on, Amen Starfin. So I'm going to say I don't agree with that. But you're right. There is the Amen Starfin, Lashon Amen Starfin was not intended to be taken so literally. So we asked on Rav the way he understood Rabbi Meir, the first Lishna. We asked Rav the way he understood Rabbi Yehuda, in the second Lishna. That's how the Gemara is to be understood. And we're now going to show you there's actually a support that Rav for Rav and a support for Shmuel as well. We're going to see a Brisa that seems to support each one of them. Tanakh would say the Rav, Tanakh would say the Shmuel. Again, the machlokas they have is, do we hold that between 3 and 4 is a machlokas, but over 4 everything's a problem, like Shmuel says? Do we hold that over 4 is a machlokas, under 4 is a problem, according to everyone is
this
fine?
Is not going on then, idiot.
Not going on the Nesarim case anymore. Going on the original discussion we had. But again, the discussion of whether or not 3 to 4 is a machlokas or only over 4 is a machlokas. Let's see each one side. Tani Kavah say, the Rav. Let's start with Rav. Let's support. For the first time ever, we're going to support Rav. I thought we've been bashing Rav until now. We're not going to support Rav. By the way, just so you know, we're passing like Rav within Rabbi Meir's version of Rav. Let's see right now how's the proof for Rav. Schach ben nesarim shel erez she'ein behen arba. If you use schach made out of cedar that does not have four tefachim, divrei kol kshera. Yesh ben arba, if it is four, Rabbi Meir posa, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Can't get more clear than that. That is as clear as you can get for Rav. That's glot. The Gemara, the Braisa goes on. If someone's asking me where the Braisa end, it goes on. Braisa says, Maisa, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa b'shas asakana. Shev yonu nisarim shayu ben arba. It was a story that happened in a time of great distress. Great danger. That they brought nisarim that had four tzvachim. I guess it's less sukkah noticeable. Looks like a roof. And therefore, during times of sukkah, they get away with bringing such boards. Zichachnu agabim repesis. And I put that board on top of our porch. V'yashavnu tachdeyan. And we sat underneath that for sukkah time. So clearly we see over here, four tzvachim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rameir, it's fine. Amrulo, famous line, Misham Raya. Ein shas asakana raya. Shas asakana, time of danger is not, in fact, a raya at all. But that Gemara, though, clearly said the machlokas was over four. Four and above.
And that was right there as the end of the Bryce.
That's the Bryce ends. That was a tonic of a say, the Rav, because the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was about pieces that were four and above, not three to four. Great. How about Teshuvah? We'll talk about Teshuvah. Schacha ben Nisar, Mishal Erez, Yesh ben Arba. Divrei HaKol Psula. He used four Tvachim sized Erez cedar beams. Everyone agrees it's possible. Yesh ben Arba, Rabbi Meir Posel. Yehuda Machshir, even less than four Meir's postal. Again, we know up till three, as long as it's still with more than three. And Rabbi Yehuda says, okay. Umod Rabbi Meir, Meir agrees, he admits, She'im yesh bein neser l'neser kimali neser. If you have between beam and beam the size of a beam, She'miniach pesel beinayim ukshera. The space is, say, three tzvachim, let's say. Or say, less than four tzvachim ish. Less than four tzvachim. Of. We have beam, space, beam, space, beam, space. We do. Yeah, we'll see them in, actually. That would be considered kosher if you put good schach between every bad schach piece. And we'll get to this in a minute as to why. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, she'im nasan aleh neser, shurachav arba tzvachim kshera. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you put a neser that's four tzvachim in size, he agrees, or he says it is kosher, but you can't sleep underneath it. But if you do so, you're not Yotze Yidei Chobasa.
Why is that like Shmuel? Because according to Shmuel, always not good.
Good. So that case over there, I think, is when it's the last case. So the first part we had is pure Shmuel, right? Clearly. Over four, everyone's a puzzle. Less than four, everyone's a kosher. Marriage is a puzzle until three. The next two cases were scenarios which are not exactly our case, but we'll just say what they are. The last one we mentioned, Yehuda's case, when you have a four tefach thing, we said it's fine, it's don't sleep underneath it, is when we case, when you put it in that side, according to Rashi, you place it in that side, it's still kosher now, still kosher, he's moda, it's kosher, but you can't sleep underneath it, meaning he's being quote-unquote machmer in that way, you can't sleep underneath it, but it's kosher. The word moda is a strange word, because what do you mean moda? He's the more machmer one, he's the more maker one, what's he being moda to? A kula? What's he being moda to? Ancient and tachlev? So, I mean, that would be, right, he always says that, even though it's, but he said four is not allowed, meaning it's a strange thing, because he never said four is allowed in the first place. But yeah, he's moda that you can't sleep, but the case is that it's minat sad. Rabbi Yehuda's case is, we'll see this later on in the Gemara, you have bad schach break, let's say little four tzvachim each one of them, up to four tzvachim each one of them. Right, Meir's moda, that could be kosher. Now, why would that be kosher in the end? So in a case when you would have an eight amos worth of a sukkah, and you would have bad schach, good schach, bad schach, good schach, all that bad. But in the middle, what you have is on each side, you do that. Each side, you're left in the middle with two levels of good schach, two levels equaling four and four tvachim, which is eight tvachim of good schach, and the rest of the bad, good is not good. But it's within four amos from the wall, and therefore Dofen Akuma, up until the middle two sections of kosher schach. I'm saying it confusing, but it's a picture in the back, and it makes it much easier. If you want to see the picture in the back,
beam space.
And then you have no, not the whole beam, double good schach in the middle,
two beams in the middle.
Two non beams in the middle. I need to have kosher schach. Beams are bad. Beams are going to be a problem for us. I want to get non-beams. Right? So I start with a beam, and next non-beam. Beam, non-beam. But we have in the middle two consecutive non-beams, which is kosher schachs. Right. And it's four tvachim each, so it's eight tvachim, so it's a shear now of a kosher sukkah. Right. And the stuff that's near it is all dofen akuma. So Rabbi Meir, who normally is very machmir, will say, if I take off every other beam, and I put kosher schach there, I will have a range for it to now have in the middle a dofen akuma, which will therefore be allowed in the end. So let's recap what we just said. We already had from yesterday the discussion of Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda is Mekil, regarding whatever we call a Nesser. We don't know what it is, mean whatever Nesser is going to be. Rav and Shmuel argue about what a Nesser is. Rav says a Nesser is four tvachim and over. Shmuel says a Nesser is between three and four. Over four, everyone agrees, according to Shmuel, that it's not good. According to Rav, everyone agrees under four is good. Those are the two extreme cases we have. We brought down Brises to support Shmuel in both cases. First, we attacked Rav's position, Rabbi Meir. What do you mean, Amit Starfin? According to Rav, the case is four tvachim of Psul. What do you mean mitzarf to? It's already as bad as it can get. We said, no, we mean mitzarfin, according to Rav Meir, it is mitzarf, minatzah, to equal more than dofen akuma. We then attacked Rav number two, which is Rav's, Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda's position, it says over here, a mitzarfin, what is it a mitzarf to? It's already, it's over four. It's kind of ba'alman in him. So we said, you're right, don't take me so literally. I just made mitzarfin because he's going to say mitzarfin. So I want to use lashon of a mitzarfin to combat his lashon of mitzarfin. Don't take it more than that. We then said, Tanakh Kabbalah say, we have a support for both Rav and for Shmuel. Rav's support was clearly a statement that said that over four is machlokas and under four everyone agrees is kosher. We brought down the Maisa Shahaya, the Shas Sakana, and we said Shas Sakana is la varaya, he had no choice. We then had the case of Shmuel, where again we had between over four everyone is bad, between three and less than four is machlokas. We told over the Moder Meir in a case when you alternate between bad schach, good schach, and the middle you're left with two good schachs consecutively. Though from the kumas that would work, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "I'm more than you in the chumrah also that you can't sleep under a four tefach space if it is next to the wall. It's still kosher, though from the kuma. But I agree with you; you can't sleep underneath it. That is the flow of our gemara."